Pick number 3 in the 2022 NBA draft. Let's talk about it on today's Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up and welcome to another edition of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian, host of Locked On NBA Mondays, host of the State of the Rockets podcast, as well as the founder of ClutchCityControlRoom.com. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin, the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets. As always, appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. Houston Rockets got pick number 3. In the 2022 NBA draft. How awesome is that? We're going to talk about that, all the different, you know, the different implications for what this pick means. I'm going to get into some of the different, maybe some of the hypotheticals surrounding this pick. We'll talk about the rest of the NBA lottery draft order, where the other teams fell, how that does or does not impact the Houston Rockets. And then we'll also talk about the news coming out also same day as the lottery about the Rockets coaching staff changes and the couple of names leaving the Houston Rockets and a name that could be stepping up to join the Rockets and head coach Steven Silas on the end of the bench this upcoming season. So without further ado, let's get into the actual lottery itself and the buildup leading to the lottery, all of that. And I think that I just want to, you know, be very grateful for a moment here and the fact that there was no pick swap to worry about this year. You know, last year was honestly the most nervous that I think I've ever been regarding sports at all. Like, you know, my nerves in last year's NBA draft lottery were close to, if not on the same level as they were in game 6 and 7 of the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors. Like, that's how nervous I was for last year's draft lottery. This year, very different feeling going into it. You know, I said in our previous episode, the draft lottery preview episode, that the Rockets needed a top three pick, and top three pick would be everything for this Houston Rockets team, because it guarantees you one of Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, or Paolo Banchero. Like, that's what a top three pick means. Picks 4 and 5, which the Rockets could have fallen to pick 4 or 5, that would have given you a lot more pause or a lot more reason for concern with how the Rockets were going to approach and maneuver around this year's NBA draft, because there isn't really a consensus guy at 4 and 5. And because the guys at 4 and 5, Jaden Ivey, Shaedon Sharpe, have a little bit of redundancy as it compares to this current Rockets team and what they may or may not be trying to accomplish. So that said, the Houston Rockets walk away with a top three pick, and it is honestly everything for this Houston Rockets team. But let's look at the rest of the draft order really quick and just get a feel for how it all played out. So we take a look at the board, and we'll start at 14. We'll work our way all the way up to number 1. It basically goes chalk for the first, 5 or 6 or so picks. So you got Cleveland at 14, Charlotte at 13. The LA Clippers took number 12, which then conveys to the Oklahoma City Thunder. New York Knicks at number 11, Washington Wizards at 10, the San Antonio Spurs at 9, the LA Lakers at pick number 8, which conveys to the New Orleans Pelicans. The Portland Trailblazers, this is where it starts to shift a little bit, because the Sacramento Kings should have been pick number 7. Instead, they leapt up into the NBA draft lottery. So Portland Trailblazers are down one slot at pick number 7. The Indiana Pacers also down one slot at pick number 6. The Detroit Pistons fell 2 slots down to pick number 5. A really tough blow for the Detroit Pistons, seeing as how they had the equivalent chances as the Orlando Magic and the Rockets to land a top three pick. So for them to fall 2 slots down, really rough for them. And then you get to the final 4, the Sacramento Kings jumping up 3 spots to the 4th overall selection in the draft. They managed to jump into the top 4, but they landed at the bottom spot of the top 4. So if you're the Sacramento Kings, you're still grateful that you're in the top 4, not as good as it could have been. the Houston Rockets with the absolute worst record in the association, falling two spots down to pick number three. But hey, it's still a top three pick, right? It's not four, it's not five. We'll absolutely take that here in Houston. OKC jumps up a couple spots to number two overall, and the Orlando Magic, who desperately needed the number one overall selection in this year's draft, jump up to number one. And they absolutely, like, I don't want to say that they deserve it, but they desperately need the number one overall pick in this year's draft. And I think that's one of my main takeaways here is the Rockets. Well, the number one overall pick would have been really nice. And we're going to get into some of the hypotheticals here in just a moment and how it's, you know, not the end of the world if you're a Rockets fan and you're not ready to jump on the Paolo Banchero bus. We're going to talk about some of the different, you know, variations and the way that the other lottery teams impact the Houston Rockets decision-making process here. But it is not the end of the world for the Rockets to be at pick number three. Again, because you'll still have your choice of one of the top three big man prospects, but also because the Rockets jump-started their rebuild last season, right? This isn't a make-or-break draft for the Houston Rockets. For them to still be in the top three is great. It's a win, regardless of how you look at it. And it means they're going to add another, you know, likely add another talented player to their core. And I say likely because GM Rafael Stone spoke after the NBA draft lottery. He did a virtual media availability with the Houston media. We're going to run that back on our next episode after this one. This is just the initial reaction, breakdown, analysis of what the top three pick means for the Houston Rockets. So on our next episode, we'll run back Rafael Stone's commentary, you know, post NBA lottery, some of his thoughts on what this pick means for the Rockets. But in my mind, what the top three pick means is the Rockets are going to make the selection. Had they fallen to four or five, I should say, I think that there was a strong likelihood that they may have, you know, entertained an idea of trading down or, you know, moving on from the pick in some capacity. But being a top three pick now, I think it's an absolute certainty or lock that they will either make the selection at pick number three, or they will at least make a selection within the top three should they find a way to maneuver around a little bit, either with the Orlando Magic or with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oh, there goes my cotton ball. Fun viewing for the YouTube audience. So with that, I do want to talk about some of those different permutations and how the Rockets could potentially see themselves being, you know, moving around a little bit within the top area of the draft. We'll also get to some of the coaching changes here in Houston. We're going to get to all of that in just a moment after a quick message from our friends over at Athletic Greens. So what is Athletic Greens? What is AG1? Basically, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're able to absorb 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. You basically take a scoop, throw it in your cup of water, mix it up, tastes great. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery, focus, and aging, all the things that you should care about. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, doesn't matter. It supports all your different lifestyle choices. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes good. It supports better sleep quality, supports your mental clarity and alertness. It's basically one thing with the best thing. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. Costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than getting all these different supplements, right, from different vendors, you know, trying to keep track of it all yourself. Basically, you're putting it all in one spot. You're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. And to make it super easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your very first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NBA network to take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, be sure to go check out the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast. Host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leith Tulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, wherever you get this podcast. Now, I want you to do me a favor. And if you're listening to this podcast, if you listen on Apple, Spotify, that's awesome. You know, the podcast listeners, that's where it's at. It's still a podcast at its core. But I'd like to know what you guys think about where the Rockets are at with the top three pick. How are you feeling about a top three pick? Go to the YouTube comments, search Locked On Rockets on YouTube. Let me know in the YouTube comments how you're feeling about the Rockets and where they're at right now with a top three pick, what you think they're going to do with it, whether you think they're going to trade it, move it, you know, draft somebody with it, who you want at pick number three, who you're hoping to see there. I think the, again, the Banchero bus is chugging along soundly right now because it feels like the Rockets, it feels like Rockets fans, based on everything I saw after the draft lottery, it feels like a lot of Rockets fans are, you know, operating the assumption that Paolo Banchero is already down at Polk Street getting up jumpers at Toyota Center. And I couldn't be further from that opinion currently, that I really don't think that Paolo Banchero is a lock to fall to the Houston Rockets at pick number three. And my reasoning for that is you look at the state of the Orlando Magic franchise, right? This is a franchise that has been kind of middling about for the last, I don't know, decade or so, really ever since the end of the Dwight Howard era, right? They had that one year where they made, you know, a little bit of noise, made it to the playoffs as I believe, I want to think like the seventh seed, eighth seed, back when they still had Aaron Gordon and DJ Augustine was a part of that team. Like it was a weird kind of, you know, core. So they haven't realistically done anything of note in the last decade or so. This is a team that's desperate to start making strides and be relevant again. And I do genuinely wonder if they would have the patience needed to take a guy like Chet Holmgren, number one overall, when Chet is probably going to be of the, you know, top prospects. He's probably going to be the one that takes the longest to develop, to, you know, really, you know, get up to his NBA potential if he even does reach that level. And then not only that, even if you go the flip side and you say, all right, well, what if they take Jabari number one, right? Jackson, you've been, you know, proclaiming and advocating for Jabari number one for the Rockets for a long time. Yes, because I think that Jabari's skill set matches exactly what the Houston Rockets desperately need. The Rockets already have a bunch of creators, a bunch of people who you can put the ball in their hand and say, hey, go generate some offense for this Rockets team. The Orlando Magic have Jalen Suggs, like Cole Anthony, like, I guess, I mean, you know, it's really tough when you look at the Orlando Magic. Markel Fultz, I guess, like, I mean, the Magic don't have a clear cut cornerstone guy yet. Right. And I think that especially given how disappointing Jalen Suggs's rookie year was, I think the Magic are very much in a predicament where you would hope that they would be able to just, you know, throw aside any, you know, sense of pressure from fans or from, you know, internal pressure from the organization or ownership to just say, you know what, we're just going with the guy we think is best player available, highest upside ceiling, highest chance to, you know, become a great player in a few years, whatever. But Paolo Banchero is the guy that could be an immediate impact factor for this Orlando Magic team. And so I would not be surprised in the slightest if the Orlando Magic would be entertaining the idea of drafting Paolo Banchero number one overall. Like, even in our Locked On Fantasy mock draft, Philip Rossman Reich from Locked On Magic took Paolo Banchero number one overall, and he is incredibly plugged in to the Orlando Magic organization and what the pulse of the Orlando Magic, both the fandom and the organization, is feeling. So it would not shock me in the slightest if the Magic were to surprise the entire world and take Paolo Banchero number one overall, given that they now have the number one overall selection. For me, the Oklahoma City Thunder are very clearly going to take whoever is left out of Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren. I cannot imagine Chet Holmgren slipping past Sam Presti at number two. That said, I think that the calculus on all of this changes drastically if Paolo Banchero is taken number one overall. At that point, I really don't know what direction the Oklahoma City Thunder would go with the number two overall pick. I don't know whether their preference would be for Jabari or for Chet Holmgren. And given Sam Presti's kind of you know, behavior, the way that he, you know, conducts himself, I highly doubt anybody is going to learn of the Thunder's true intentions until draft night, when the selection is truly made. But there's basically two ways that I see the top three draft order playing out. And as it relates to the Houston Rockets, obviously, is either the Orlando Magic will take one of Jabari or Chet, number one, and it doesn't matter which one. They're going to take one of Jabari or Chet, number one, and then OKC takes the other one. That's it. I do not see Oklahoma City taking Paolo Banchero. I don't see it whatsoever. I think that when you look at the Thunder, there were already pretty big question marks last season about the fit, I guess, between Josh Giddey and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and them having to both, you know, find ways to share the basketball and coexist with each other on the floor. And so you're telling me that OKC would want to then introduce yet another player in Paolo Banchero who needs the basketball to be at his best, to be effective. And I get that this all, you know, boils down to the fit versus best player available argument. But I think if you're OKC, if you're Sam Presti, I think you look at the ceiling of guys like a Chet Holmgren or like a, you know, Jabari Smith, and you try and figure out how those guys could, you know, complement your already talented young core. It just doesn't make sense in my mind for OKC to take Paolo Banchero. And from everything that I've seen from a lot of different, you know, Thunder media and whatnot, I just don't see Paolo Banchero going to OKC. So that said, Orlando Magic take one of Jabari or Chet, number one. Oklahoma City takes the other one, whoever is left, at number two. That leaves the Rockets with Paolo Banchero at number three. That is iteration number one of the top three pecking order. The other iteration of the top three pecking order is the Orlando Magic surprise Las Vegas. They surprise the world. They take Paolo Banchero, number one overall. That leaves Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren for OKC at number two. I am inclined to believe that of the two, I think that OKC would be more favorable towards Chet Holmgren, unless OKC feels like that they can make a play for DeAndre Ayton in free agency, because this could be the summer where OKC actually becomes a relevant team again. If they were to draft, say, a Jabari Smith and then go pursue DeAndre Ayton in free agency, that is a squad ready to compete. Lou Dort, SGA, Josh Giddey, Jabari Smith, DeAndre Ayton, plus the other young guys that they have, like, that is a team ready to compete, vie for the play-in tournament. Now, is Sam Presti ready to end his masterclass in tanking 1 year before Victor Wembanyama becomes available? You know, the potential crown jewel for Sam Presti as far as his tanking efforts are concerned? I don't know. That's a tough one. That would be a tough pill to swallow if you're OKC, to suddenly become a competitive team again right before one of the best prospects over the last two decades becomes available. But there's probably some internal pressure for OKC to be good again. SGA, like, he got a taste of the playoffs early in his career. And I think there's already some, you know, rumors floating about, right? You know, speculation as to whether or not, you know, he's content, happy with OKC, if he's bought into the way that they're rebuilding, all of that. So all that to say that is, you know, iteration number two, where one of those two guys, Jabari or Chet, could go to OKC at number two. Orlando Magic surprise everybody with Paolo Banchero at number one. And that is how one of those two guys, Jabari or Chet, could then fall to the Rockets at number three. And I get that these are just a bunch of hypotheticals, but that's exactly what we've got right now. We've got speculation all the way up until the NBA draft actually happens, trying to figure out what direction the Rockets are going to go, who is going to get taken with that number three overall pick, or if there's a possibility the Rockets could get their choice of one of the top prospects. And we're going to talk about that and how the Rockets could trade up to pick number one in this year's NBA draft. We're going to talk about that after a quick message from our friends over at Built Bar, because when it comes to protein bars, you got to check out Built Bar. They're the number one protein bar on the market. Every single bar is low cal, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Amazing if you're on a keto diet. Amazing if you're trying to cut back a little bit, lose a little bit of weight. So many amazing flavors to choose from. You got strawberry, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint chocolate brownie, my personal favorite, coconut brownie chunk. Really can't go wrong with a single bar on their menu. Every single bar is coated in 100% delicious chocolate. They're not gritty or chalky like other protein bars on the market. And you can check them out. Just go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your very next order of the best tasting protein bars on the market. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And another message from our friends over at rockauto.com, because with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's basically impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that your car could possibly need. Save time and money when using rockauto.com. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the exact same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Best of all, rockauto.com is a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers online for over 20 years. Their prices are always reliably low for every single customer. They've got everything you could possibly need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even brand new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. This is the really important part. When you're checking out, be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Be sure to visit rockauto.com. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, be sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast. From the very first jump of the play-in tournament to the final buzzer of the NBA Finals, Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. I host the Monday show, three interviews from around the league to get your week started right. Always a ton of fun. Be sure to check it out wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Now, I'm dizzy. This is awful. I ear infection, 0 out of 10. It is the worst thing that I've ever dealt with. Like, I am so out of it, and the pain meds have like zapped my energy. I'm trying, guys. I'm hanging in there. All right. So just let me like refocus for the final segment. I'm not even wearing my headset. Like, I'm sure if you're watching on YouTube, you're like, where's Jackson's famous headset? His like Mickey Mouse ears are missing. And it's like so uncomfortable to put anywhere near like the left side of my head. I digress. So let's focus. I teased it up at the end of the last segment, and we'll also talk about the Rockets coaching changes here in this final segment. But I do think there's a legitimate possibility. Wow, my hair is a mess. Let's do that. There we go. Gotta look. You know, makeup and wardrobe. I'm going to file a complaint with the makeup and wardrobe team here at Locked On. No, sorry, I'm derailing completely here in the final segment. So anyways, let's get back on track with the program. The Houston Rockets do have a possibility, I think, a legitimate possibility to trade up in this year's NBA draft. And again, a big part of that is, you know, dependent on who the Orlando Magic view is their guy, right? If the Magic want one of Chet or Jabari at number one, it's game over for the Rockets. Like, they're going to pick probably Paolo Banchero number three overall. But again, for the reasons that I laid out in segment two, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Orlando Magic would heavily consider Paolo Banchero with the number one overall pick. That said, if they then feel that they can get Paolo Banchero at number three, then the Rockets could very easily trade up to the number one pick in this year's draft. What would that cost them? And what would you, as a Rockets fan, be willing to trade to guarantee one of Jabari or Chet instead of Paolo Banchero, right? Depending on how you weigh these three prospects, would you be willing to trade up? You know, would you be willing to give up pick 17 in this year's draft, right? Would you be willing to give up maybe one of the young prospects on the Rockets? Maybe throw in a KJ Martin, or throw in a future draft pick, right? Throw in the Milwaukee pick from next year, throw in one of the future Brooklyn Nets picks. Like, what would you be willing to give to the Orlando Magic to guarantee moving up to number one, so you get your choice out of Jabari or Chet before Oklahoma City is on the board? Because ultimately, if the calculus shows that OKC is going to go one of Jabari or Chet, right? If Orlando can guarantee, if the rumors swirling about guarantee that OKC wants one of those two guys and that they're not going to take Banchero at number two, and therefore guaranteeing Banchero would fall to number three, then Orlando and Houston could easily swap one and three. Orlando recoups another additional asset either in this year's draft or in a further draft or a young prospect, something, right, for dropping down to number three. And then the Rockets get their pick of Jabari or Chet at number one. OKC takes whoever's left at number two. And then the Magic still get their guy, if it's Paolo Banchero, still get their guy at number three. and then everybody walks away happy. The other version of this scenario is the Orlando Magic could very easily have two guys that they've got measured very closely to one another, right? Because when it comes to these prospects, a lot of times there's like sometimes a razor thin margin between these prospects as far as organizations and how they view them. And so if the Orlando Magic, maybe they have Jabari and Banchero on the same tier and they're lower on Chet Holmgren, right? If Chet Holmgren isn't their guy, if they're like, you know what? Hey, Houston, we're totally cool with you going number one as long as you take Chet Holmgren. Because as long as the two guys that we view most favorable are still on the board at two and three, we don't care who OKC takes out of those two guys left as long as we get one of them, right? So if Chet Holmgren is the guy that the Magic are lowest on and the Rockets actually want Chet Holmgren, then the Rockets could take Chet Holmgren number one. OKC takes whoever's left, Jabari or Paolo at number two. And then the Orlando Magic still walk home happy at number three with whoever is left. So there are a lot of variations of possible trades to be had here between the Rockets and the Orlando Magic for a 1-3 swap. So while I do think that the Rockets are not going to trade down in this year's draft by any stretch of the imagination, I've already seen some discussions taking place about whether or not the Rockets could trade down a little bit with the number three. And I would take all of those ideas and throw them out the window. There is zero reason for the Rockets to trade down out of the top three in this year's NBA draft, unless somebody's trying to give you like a super unprotected pick in next year's draft for Wimby, but that's not going to happen. Total pipe dream scenario. That said, the Rockets are going to make a selection somewhere in the top three. I don't think OKC is a viable trade partner. I really don't see why OKC would be willing to trade down out of that top two spot. I really think that one of Jabari or Chet will wind up in OKC. And again, for all the reasoning that I've laid out now, I don't think it's a given that Paolo Banchero is a lock to be a Houston Rocket. And I do think there are some considerations to be made if you're the Orlando Magic on the impact that Paolo Banchero could have immediately to your franchise. He could be that go-to guy for them they desperately need. And if that's the case, and if all the signs are pointing to the fact that OKC is not going to take Paolo Banchero at number two, then if the Magic are smart, they will trade down with the Houston Rockets and recoup a little bit of, you know, assets. And then again, the big question mark is how highly the Rockets view Jabari, Chet, and Paolo, right? Because if the margin is razor thin for the Rockets and they only have maybe Paolo's higher on their board, right? Or maybe he's a little bit lower, right? But if the margin is razor thin between Paolo, Chet, and Jabari, then the Rockets have no reason to trade up, right? They have no reason to, you know, sacrifice a young prospect or a future asset just to move up for a marginal difference in these prospects. But they have the flexibility to do so depending on what the Orlando Magic want to do and the direction that they want to go with their selection at number one overall. So I've laid out the groundwork on these hypotheticals, because it's going to be a lot of speculation between now and the NBA draft, as well as diving into our deep dives of each of the top prospects, as well as revisiting some of the potential guys at pick number 17. But before we wrap up the show, a little bit of news here for the Houston Rockets. Assistant coaches Will Weaver and Jeff Hornacek are no longer going to be with the Houston Rockets. Now, the language was a little bit different on both of those guys. Hornacek, the language on it was Hornacek is moving on from the Houston Rockets, and Will Weaver is just, you know, no longer a part of the Houston. Like the language is ever so slightly different between those two guys. And I do wonder what that means. Maybe it means that Hornacek has another position that he's going to be looking at immediately. But Hornacek is a guy that has held, you know, head coaching positions before the Houston Rockets. And then Will Weaver was in the running for a couple of head coaching positions, both with the Thunder and with the Chicago Bulls, before ultimately being hired on as an assistant here in Houston. I hate to see both of those guys go, especially Will Weaver, because legitimately with where the Rockets defense is at, the Rockets need all the help that they can get on the defensive side of the basketball. And he was a defensive mind. And, you know, obviously the Rockets didn't have the best of pieces to work with at times, and they were a very young team, but everything that I came to learn about Will Weaver, I'm really upset to see him go, unfortunately. But what that does ultimately mean. And again, I wish them both the best moving forward. I hope Will Weaver finds either another assistant position or potentially a head coaching position if one is available to him. Same thing for Jeff Hornacek. He has atoned for his sins as a previous member of the Utah Jazz by serving, doing his time as an assistant coach with the Houston Rockets. He's atoned for some of his sins, not all of them. So with that, the good news is that with the openings at the end of the bench next to head coach Steven Silas, I would not be shocked in the slightest. In fact, I think it's almost a lock that coach Mahmoud Al-Dafada gets a chance to move up from the RGV Vipers and join the Rockets as an assistant coach on Steven Silas' staff, because he has done a phenomenal job with the Vipers, with that developmental program that they're running. He is an incredible basketball mind. He's an incredible human being. And I think he's absolutely earned his chance at the end of an NBA bench as an assistant coach. And I think the Rockets have also maybe learned their lesson, right? With it, you know, with Nick Nurse having been down there with the Vipers and now having the success that he's having as an NBA head coach, I think that they want to make sure to retain the services of Coach Abdel-Fadda before somebody else comes along and says, hey, we've got an assistant coach spot for you, or hey, we've got a head coaching position for you. So I think the Rockets are absolutely going to make the move and promote him, bring him up. Now that begs the question as to who that other spot could potentially go to. Now there's no shortage, right? The Rockets could, you know, bring on a bunch more assistant coaches. Like, it's not like, you know, have a locked in like five assistant coaches, right? I remember one year the LA Lakers had like eight assistant coaches or something on their roster. So, but I do think the Rockets are probably going to stick to that number of five, more or less. So you got John Lucas, you got Rick Higgins, you got Desanya Jop is still on the bench, at least for now, unless we get any other news. If Coach Abdel-Fadda gets the promotion, that's four. So do they bring in a fifth? Do they rock with just four? I would also love to throw Kenny Atkinson's name in the ring, right? Like, get him in as a developmental guy. I think he showed a lot of promise when he was with the Brooklyn Nets, developing the young talent they had over there, kind of priming them, putting them in a position to where they became an attractive destination for guys like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant before those two guys started derailing that Brooklyn franchise. So I think Kenny Atkinson would be a great get for this young Houston Rockets team. So I think it's worth absolutely them, you know, visiting his name if he doesn't have any other prospects on the horizon. But who do you potentially want to see with that last assistant coaching vacancy? How do you feel about the Rockets moving on from Will Weaver and Jeff Hornacek? How do you feel about the top three overall pick? Let me know in the YouTube comments. I do read each and every one of those every single day. But that's going to do it for this show, our immediate reaction to the number three overall pick. A great sign for the Houston Rockets. I'm going to be rocking my number three foam finger all day. I'm so glad that I had this. I was like digging around looking for it, because I was like, I know I have this number three foam finger somewhere, and it's going to come in clutch if the Rockets get pick number three, which, hey, I called it. I'm pointing at the camera on YouTube. Called it right there. Right before the draft, I said, my heart is telling me number one. My gut is telling me number three. And that's what the Rockets walked away with, pick number three in the draft. So that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, appreciate you for checking out the show. If you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Google, the brand new Odyssey app, free and available on all platforms. Also, check us out on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Locked On Rockets, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Let me know how you feel about the number three overall pick. Let me know how you feel about the coaching changes. Let me know who you want to see the Rockets take with number three, or if you want to see them trade up for one of the other prospects. Let me know all your thoughts in the YouTube comments. Also, hit me with the 40 algorithm, go Rockets, all that stuff. I love you guys for doing that. But as always, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.